wasn't properly functioning. And it was that room where that socket was where the fire started. The fire service has been there and they've been able to put up the fire. But I can tell you that most of the lifetime properties of the occupants of the house has been consumed by fire.
It's a residential area or a commercial
residential
entity?
Residential property. It has about 16 bedrooms, very big house.
And you said all the rooms have been reached down by the fire?
The whole house has been reached down by fire. You know, it took some time before they were able to call the fire service. And the area boys and ourselves who were there tried to do something. But you know, the fire was raging. So the fire service came and they've been able to put out the fire from affecting nearby houses. The choked area, most of the properties of the occupants have been consumed by the fire.
Were there casualties?
No casualties. No injury, no death. But what is wonderful, out of the debris of all that was burned, we found two holy books, the Quran. They never got burned.
In the rooms?
In the first room, everything in that room was burned. When the lady went to the room to pick up the debris, in my presence, in the presence of every other place, she picked up two holy Quran.
Which were not even touched by the fire at all?
No, nothing. You can see the soot black on the Quran, but never touched by the fire.
What has happened to this building we are talking of? Hasn't been cordoned off by the security agencies?
It's not been cordoned off. The fire is off now. When we were fighting the fire, we pushed everybody away to a distance. But now that there's no more fire in the house, they are trying to salvage the rest that they can get.
You just heard the Major Divisional Police Commander, ACP Kwekubwa, talking to Felix Kofi.